Blog Talk Radio.
One of the things that's really great about your home buying compass, this particular podcast, is that we get to talk about trends. We talk about things as they happen in the real estate industry, and we do so with the help of a leading realtor, David Schwabe of the Schwabe Group, Compass Real Estate. And today, David joins me, Jim Mitchell, to talk about one of the newer trends in the last year or so, which is people migrating to work from home. And David, seems like every time you and I get together, it's, you know, we think we're having a basic conversation, but there's always something new to talk about.
Absolutely, and this is a great topic. Matter of fact, Jim, I usually call you on these calls from my soundproof booth at the office. Today, I thought it'd be appropriate to be from my home office, right? I had to come to my home office for this call today, so we've got, you know, dogs barking in the distance. We've got, you know, lawnmowers running. This is real life home office talk today. So,
well, I have been doing it for 25 years, David. The first office I had in my home, I could lean back and put my head against the furnace and keep my cup of water next to me on the washing machine. So I've moved up in the world. We'll talk about better circumstances than that today. And tell me, you know, are you seeing this a lot now? Are more buyers looking specifically to have some workspace at home?
Yeah, actually, it's started a couple years ago, but we're certainly, it's part of every buyer's discussion right now. So when people are talking about wanting a four-bedroom house, the question is, do they really want three bedrooms plus an office? What exactly are they looking for? So there's a interesting trend, of course, so I'm sure you're following the news. There's some major big companies that are trying to pull people back in, but those people coming back into the office are really only 3 days a week or 4 days a week. So I think everyone pretty much is going to need a home office in the next few years.
And you have talked to us quite a bit about the demand in the market these days and how there just aren't enough houses out there. Is the need or desire to work from home, is that manipulating that demand? Are there certain types of houses now that are more in demand because of that requirement?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. One is we're seeing a trend towards buyers wanting everything completely done and not doing any work, and that might be because they are working from home and they really can't put up with the, you know, the mess because they're working in their house. And the other is certainly the houses, and I'm not even called big houses, but the houses with a unique space for a home office are really in demand. And it could be a small old farmhouse, but it has a unique little, you know, office above the garage or something. You know, I hesitate to say big houses, but certainly unique houses with a private space for an office.
Now, go back a few years in the market, and it seemed like everybody wanted the open floor plan. Walls were coming down everywhere to create big open spaces, and I have read that now that's reversing. People, if they want an office, they got to have some quiet space. Are you seeing that start to roll back now?
Yeah, it's interesting. That's actually the case. Is that I was actually showing a house the other day, and the buyer said, "You know, I don't like an open floor plan." And I thought, "Wow, that I haven't heard that for years, right?" And no, I always used to laugh and say people with these families, they think they want an open floor plan until they get in the situation, then they don't, right? But I think that right during COVID, actually, a lot of the builders who were midstream changed their floor plans layouts and had to make the layout be less open for this exact same reason. And certainly I am seeing some buyers going back to the floor plans that, you know, a little more open space or a little more free space that you can put an office in. And sometimes it's just, you know, I have houses that you walk in and they have this beautiful office, but it's wide open to the rest of the house, right? Well, then in that case, they have to put a door or something in. But certainly we are seeing houses being closed up a little bit more because of that.
Talk to me about today's buyer who might be looking for this. You know, we had past conversations where we talked about being close to transportation for people who commute it every day. Maybe that's not as much of a need anymore. You talked just in this conversation about having some unique space for that office in the home. What are work-from-home buyers prioritizing? Is it quiet? Is it unique, isolated space? Is it, you know, being able to have room for monitors and run some extra power and, you know, strong Wi-Fi or everything else? I mean, are there certain characteristics that are high on the list now?
Yeah, I think that something that's sort of tranquil, quiet, I mean, it's actually interesting. So I think people are prioritizing backyards, nicer backyards, because they maybe have a nice view of their backyard from their office, so they're working in all day. But the location, I think you sort of alluded to it, but location is becoming interesting because people who know they're not working from home, I mean, that are working from home 3 to 4 days a week, they're going further out. Maybe they don't need to be as close to the train. Maybe they don't need to be as close to some of those amenities, and therefore they might be able to get a bigger lot, you know, a nicer backyard, and or spend less money because we're a little bit further from the you know, everyday traffic. So I think people are definitely prioritizing different things in location, yards. Well, the Wi-Fi, by the way, Wi-Fi, internet, that all in my area, it's all pretty readily available. But I imagine that if you were more in the country and in other areas of the country, that might be more of an issue. But we certainly have, you know, high-speed internet pretty much everywhere around here, so we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I've seen some homes that need to be wired to support, you know, a couple of servers or additional information. I guess some people are more reliant on technology and want to make sure that they can accommodate that as well.
Right.
So we're talking today with David Schwabe. David is with the Schwabe Group. You can find out more about his practice at schwabegroup.com, S-C-H-W-A-B-E group.com, all one word. And we're going to share David's phone number coming up here in a little bit, an email address, which would be david@schwabegroup.com, because he's always open to conversations and has a great reputation with buyers and sellers for being available and being able to talk and walk through different circumstances. So we appreciate him being a part of this podcast to share his information with everyone. So let's talk about buyers one more minute here, and then we'll switch over to the seller side. But like anything else, when there's a demand for something that can do one of two things, push up prices or make it harder to find something, with so few houses on the market, are buyers who want this at-home capability finding it, it's taking a little bit longer right now to get the home they want?
Yeah, I think that that's the case. Well, in general right now, that's the case for everyone. But the buyers who want something very specific, when that house comes on, they're really going to have to get aggressive with it. And I think that we're going to loosen up a little bit by the fall, in our area at least. But certainly these buyers, there's just so much, there's less available. And as I mentioned earlier, the growing trend is they really don't want to do anything to their house to buy. Now, if someone owns a house, they might make some adjustments to it. But the buyers seem to want everything sort of ready to go. And so it is definitely is a little bit more difficult for them in their searches.
Now, talk about the sellers. I thought of this as I was preparing today. You and I have had multiple conversations about staging a home when you're selling. Many of the great things that you do at Compass Real Estate to help make a home look as attractive as possible. With this in mind, is the staging approach a little different now? Do you like to show office space when you're getting a home ready?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go back to that, actually. So we do stage a lot of homes, and as the market shifts, even if the house isn't updated as much, if we stage it, we can really make it feel a little more homier to a buyer. And we have a concierge service, which I know we've talked in the past, and that's a phenomenal opportunity for sellers who want to maybe do some work and they don't have cash in hand. So if anyone's interested in that, I'd love to talk to them about that for staging their home. But we certainly, we've been staging homes with offices for quite a while, and sometimes that office space was just in the living room or the dining room. A dining room, living room, or the family room. But now, yes, we definitely are maybe taking a whole bedroom and staging it as an office. or if there's something in the lower level walkout, you know, we might do that as well. But definitely, people really, they need to see it on pictures. And I think that staging a house with at least one room as a home office is definitely important.
So how do you work your magic then with young families? Buying a home for children to have space for kids to run around and play and store their toys and everything else is one thing. Having a home for someone to work from is another, but you're going to find both needs in the same family very often. How is that working out in the market these days?
You know, it's interesting because I, you know, raised four kids and during the time of working from home very often, and it's hard, right? It's hard for a family to do that. I joked many times with my wife that I thought that my office should have one of those exterior patio doors to the back hall so that I could see the kids, but I couldn't hear them on the phone. But so that's the reality of what people deal with, right? And sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's pets, whatever it might be. But certainly they have to – this is, I think, why when we talk about a unique space separate from the rest of the house, right, that you can go to and have it quiet and on those conference calls or those Zoom calls that you have to make. I do see maybe people finishing the basement a little bit more for a kid's space, even if it's a small basement, because they might be taking one of the bedrooms, right, or that sort of thing. But, yeah, certainly I think that some of the kids' space is being absorbed for sure because of it. But people seem to be resilient and they'll figure the way around it. And we didn't talk about it, but, I mean, I have a lot of buyers who during COVID, right after COVID, did some renovations to their house, their existing home, to make it work for them. And they stayed in their house. So sometimes it's small addition, sometimes it's just doing work to the existing structure or layout of the house to make it less open and more appealing for their home office.
So I've got about a minute or so left with you here today, David, and we're kind of coming up to end of June, midpoint in the year. So this particular topic aside, what are you seeing right now for the second half of the year in the real estate market?
You know, it's interesting because we're seeing the interest rates have climbed quite a bit. There's talk of those interest rates driving down to the 4 to 4.5, 5% range, under 5% by the end of the year. So I think when that happens, we're going to see a little bit more opportunity for people to move up in size, which will open up a little bit more activity for the first-time buyers and such, give them some more opportunities to buy. And I think we're going to have a flurry of activity second half of the year. I really do. Because certainly we have the demand. The buyers are there. We're just looking for the sellers to open up that inventory. But as foreclosures start opening up a little bit more, as buyers are moving up a little bit more and interest rates come in and people get more adjusted to the pricing structure, I think we're going to see a little more activity from that perspective. So it's a great time, I think, you know, to buy or sell, and I see some big opportunities for the second half of the year.
Well, we're going to continue conversations with you throughout the rest of the year, David, here on your Home Buying Compass, and we'll always have kind of our thumb on what's going on in the industry. So thank you for sharing that. Now, in between conversations, people want to get a hold of you. Why don't you go ahead and shoot out the phone number and email address again so they can do that?
Absolutely. And it's important to note that if someone's buying or selling, even if you're buying or selling in another area of the country than maybe the Chicago Burbs, I've got a great network of agents all over the country with Compass, and I would love to put you in touch with one of those first-class agents. Best way to reach me, my cell is 847-636-6747, 847-636-6747, and the email is david@schwabegroup.com. Would love to talk to you and answer any questions you have.
Well, good. Thank you so much, David, for answering ours today. Great conversation. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And again, folks, schwabegroup.com. Make sure you stop by there. Get a lot of information, including all of these past discussions. David, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.